Well, I was told that if I asked the young people to come up, the kids to come up to the front, that they would maybe do that. So if there's any kids in the meeting and you can come to the front, I would really appreciate that, because you can help me out. For I've got a couple of things that I want to share with you, and it would be good if you're there. And then I maybe could go down here. That would be a good idea. Great to see so many young folk in the church. And it is a joy for me. I'll take this opportunity while they're coming down, and I won't have to do it later. It is a joy for me to be here and to share fellowship with you this morning. And I pray that God will bless us all, me included, for my being with you. And it's great to see these kids. I love to see the kids all coming out. We nearly have them all. This is wonderful. I'm going to do something, and I hope when I do this that it works for me, because sometimes these things have a habit of not working, and then you're standing with your thumb in your mouth not knowing what to say. But I want to ask you a question here. I want to show you something, and it's two pieces of paper. Here's some more. Two pieces of paper, and I want to ask you now to tell me which one of these pieces of paper is the largest. Is it the blue or is it the pink? And if I hold them up like that, you can see them. Maybe the mummies and daddies can see them as well. Go ahead, just shout it out, because I'm looking for a... The pink is the biggest, isn't it? Mummy and daddies agree with me on that one too. The pink is definitely the biggest. That's wonderful. You have a very smart bunch of kids. It must be a reflection on the parents. I'm going to give you another chance. Now, which one's the biggest? I thought it was the pink. It wasn't the pink, it's the blue now. And it's the same pieces of paper. Now, have I done this with them? Then you would see something, wouldn't you? What happens? They're both the same size, isn't that right? So what does that tell you? That tells you that you cannot believe your own eyes. Isn't that right? Well, John in the Bible talks about deceivers going out into the world. And there are many deceivers that have gone out into this world. And they're out to deceive. And the Bible says they're being deceived. And you have them on the television, and they'll show you things, and they'll tell you things, and they'll expect you to believe your eyes and believe what you hear. Now listen, I have another thing. I came home from America, and I thought I would bring some money with me. So I brought a pile of dollar bills, and then I found out that you only get 56 pence for one of these, so I didn't spend it. So I thought I would bring it here and give it to you guys. So would that be okay if I give you this money? Now I want you to take that and spend it wisely. It's a $1 million bill. Okay. Now do you think you could spend that? Okay, you wouldn't spend it all in the one shop. Sure you wouldn't. No, well I'm going to give you all a $1 million bill. That's just the sort of a person that I am. You take one and pass it along. And well, maybe you would like that one. Would you like that one? That's only a $1. That's because I'm stingy as well, you see. But the fact of the matter is that who believes that this is real money? Anybody believe me that this is real money? It looks real, doesn't it? Does it feel real? Does it look like the one I give him? Look at his. It looks something similar. The only problem is there's too many zeros on it. Isn't that right for you to believe it? It's a counterfeit. There you go. That's the word I was looking for and didn't think I was going to get it. So we've got con men out there, and we've got counterfeits out in this world. And you're going to come up against them in your young lives. And especially when you come to college and university, and you'll have men with PhDs and all sorts of degrees, and they'll tell you things and expect you to believe it because they have the degrees to prove it. Like that you come from a monkey. They'll tell you that, and they'll expect you to believe it. And these deceivers are out in the world. But you know, in the Bible, in 2 Peter in chapter 1, Peter, do you remember who Peter was? The big fisherman that walked with the Lord Jesus Christ? Peter said that he had a wonderful experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. And he went on to talk about this wonderful experience. And then you know what he said? He said, "But we have a more sure word of prophecy." And he talks about the scriptures. And I've brought my Bible here. You'll be glad to hear I brought my Bible with me this morning. But if you have your Bible, that is what you can depend upon. And when these deceivers, these men, these counterfeit people tell you things, what you need to do is you need to take it to the scriptures. And you need to look through the scriptures to see if what they're saying is the truth. And the Bible tells me that that's the only way I can believe what people say. Even when the preacher preaches here on a Sunday morning, you need to be eager little Bereans and go away home and check everything that I say or anyone else says to make sure that it's right, and ask your mommy and daddy to help you do it as well. Because there are many deceivers in this world, and you don't need to be deceived. So I hope you remember, whenever you think back about this, don't believe your eyes every time. And don't believe what anyone tells you when they give you something. Check it all out through the scriptures and see what the Bible says. And the Bible will tell you the truth. Because the Bible is that which teaches us of Jesus. And He is the way. And He is the truth. And He is the life. Will you remember that? And you can spend that. Don't try to spend that. You'll get your mommy and daddy into trouble. Thanks very much for coming up and sharing the time with me.